This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Gun sales in Colorado fell last year to the lowest level in more than a decade. Here's Ben Marcus.
State authorities reported about 315,000 approved background checks for firearms last year. That's down 35% from 2020, which was a record year for gun sales in Colorado and across the country. Wayne Price is the owner of the Gun Room in Lakewood. He says customers are now trying to sell guns they bought during the pandemic rush.
Well, I can tell you a ton of times in the last 4 years, people bring in guns. I got to get rid of this. I bought it during COVID. I don't need it.
Starting in 2021, gun sales have steadily declined every year in Colorado and nationally as the pandemic era boom has wound down. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser is leading a 24-state coalition suing the U.S. Department of Education. CPR's Jenny Brandine has more.
The lawsuit, filed in federal court, challenges a new rule set to take effect July 1st. It slashes federal loan limits for some graduate students, capping them at roughly $20,000 a year. Medical and law students are exempt from the lower caps. But the rule excludes programs for nursing, physical therapy, and physician assistants. Those are all in high demand. Weiser says the restrictions violate federal law and will squeeze students just as Colorado faces a shortfall of 10,000 nurses by 2030. Jenny Brandine, CPR News.
In Denver, Mayor Mike Johnston says he supports the city council's vote to impose a one-year moratorium on data centers. That way, the city can come up with guidelines.
We want to have responsible data centers, but only if they don't strain our energy and our water systems. So we want to talk to community members, hear from residents, talk to small businesses and partners, and see what they think the right path forward is.
The moratorium blocks future phases of a data center that's currently under construction in Northeast Denver. This is CPR News.